Hey, what's that poking out of the back of your pants? No, it's obviously not nothing. I can see it, and... Are you carrying a plastic bag with you or something? I keep hearing this rustling sound, and it's only when you're nearby. I know it's not a big deal, but you're my roommate. And it's been bothering me for weeks now. Also, we're out of plastic bags, and if you're carrying them around, I'm gonna have to ask you to donate a few of them. They keep disappearing for some reason. Why are you turning so red? Something wrong? Is it too warm? Oh my god, you're wearing a diaper. You are! You totally are! I bet if I pulled down your pants right now, I'd see a diaper. Oh really? You want to argue with me? Then prove it. Nobody's gonna see us, come on. We're in our apartment, nobody else is around. If I'm wrong, I'll do the dishes for a week. I swear, my honor as a roommate. And if I'm right? Well, if I'm right, then I'm right. And you're just a little diaper baby. But I'm not right, obviously, because you're a grown adult, and grown adults now don't wear diapers, like babies do. Well, okay, some people are incontinent. I'll give you that, but you're obviously not. How do I know? I've seen you having to pee and running around into the bathroom. You're not exactly subtle. You do potty dance like a toddler. So, are you going to take your pants down to prove me wrong, or am I just going to have to keep calling you a little diaper baby? Oh, you're gonna start crying now. Seriously? No, I'm not being mean. I'm just asking an honest question. Are you wearing a diaper or not? You keep saying no, but now that I'm looking closer, I can see the puffiness between your legs. And the way that you're standing all pigeon-toed as if your thighs can't touch each other. And those are some awfully loose jeans you got on, too. Are you sure you're not just a little diaper baby? You're crying like one, and all you can say is no, which is not much of an argument. Now that I think about it, that would explain the pacifier I saw on your desk. I thought you just wanted to stop chewing gum, but it's your binky, isn't it, baby? Is that why you're crying so hard? Because you need your binky? I bet you've got a bottle pin back in your room, too. And all those plushies. You really are just a big baby. See, is that so hard? Just unbuckle your belt. Pull it out of its loops. Unbutton your jeans. Unzip them. There. Oh my god, you are wearing a diaper. It's not even like a medical diaper. It's printed all over it with little baby animals. Aren't you just the cutest little thing? What's the matter? Don't like baby talk? Does the little baby not like being reminded of what a baby you are? Is the baby wet? I bet you are. I bet you need a new diaper. That one's looking awfully heavy, and judging by how red your face is, yeah, you need a diaper change. The baby needs a diaper change, huh? Are you going to ask me nicely to change you? No, you aren't going to do it yourself. Why? Because I like seeing you this helpless, and I like seeing you crying like this. I have a feeling there's going to be a few changes around here. But speaking of changes, are you going to beg me? If you're a good little baby, I'll change your diaper. How good can you be, baby? Can you be a good baby? Well, for starters, good little babies crawl on the floor, don't they? There isn't that so much better, looking up at me. Oh, you're such a cute little baby with your red eyes and your wobbling lower lip. If you're a good little diaper baby, I'll change you. I'll lie on your back and untape your diaper, wipe you dry and throw you that nasty wet thing out. I'll powder you up, maybe, if you're a very good baby. I'll even make you come. I know you masturbate. I can hear you moaning through my wall. Fuck, all those times I just wanted to open your door, walk over to you, and go to town. That's how you always are in my fantasies. Flat on your back, helpless. So, me changing your diaper wouldn't be that different, would it? Maybe I'd use a toy on you. Special toys for a special little diaper baby. I'd powder you up, all nice and fresh, and I'd rub it in, and then I'd tape you into it. So, you're all snug and cozy. A cute little diaper baby on that nice, thick, dry diaper. You want that, don't you, baby? You want me to change your wet, pissy diapers and put you in a nice, dry one? You want to be my good little diaper baby? No, honey, you have to use your words. Tell me you're nothing but a big, crying diaper baby. A little louder. I didn't hear you. That's better. Now, let's get you out of that thing before you get a rash. I'm going to have so much fun with you, diaper baby. So much fun.